Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
There was fire in the bones of this great man of God, respected by laity and clergy, feared by men in government, resisted by men of satanic machinations, but undeterred and with the power of the gospel in his lips, he took the gospel of Jesus Christ as his tool of transformation, reformation, and spiritual awakening all around the country and the world. Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow, and I'm delighted to have you listening in. Today, I'm speaking on the topic, A Great Man of God. It is time that every born-again Christian realize that the purpose of Christianity is not to teach us, believers, how to avoid or eliminate difficulty, but to nurture within us the strength of character necessary to offset difficulty when it comes. Christianity does not make life easy, rather it provides the strength needed to face and overcome the trials of life. Dr. Benson Idahosa. The Pentecostal movement in Nigeria began several decades ago with denominations like the Apostolic Faith, Assemblies of God, which recently celebrated its centenary in Nigeria, and the Foursquare Gospel, blazing trails in southern Nigeria and later beyond the Niger. A passionate commitment to God, a vital, personal and deep love and reverence for Him alone were the driving forces that propelled men and women of faith to take the gospel of Christ with power, signs and wonders, albeit at the very risk of their lives, into fetish communities and villages and worldly towns in Nigeria, particularly in the south. In recent Pentecostal church history, God will raise a man, Benson A. Idahosa, of Edo extraction to transform the landscape and fortunes of the church in Nigeria, especially the Pentecostal movement. Indeed, there was fire in the bones of this great man of God, respected by laity and clergy, feared by men in government, resisted by men of satanic machinations, but undeterred and with the power of the gospel in his lips, he took the gospel of Jesus Christ as his tool of transformation, reformation, and spiritual awakening all around the country and the world. God used the man greatly. With divine wisdom, he taught the children of God to believe in themselves, that is, in whom God had made them to be, to have great faith in a great God, to believe in the impossible, to achieve the incredible. With boldness, he resisted the spirit of wickedness that had kept his people in bondage. Today, in Nigeria, there is hardly a minister of this generation who was not influenced directly or indirectly by his ministry. Consequently, depending on the persuasions of different men and women, love, respect, dread, and even hatred grew in their hearts for the man and a Pentecostal movement that was erstwhile largely despised in the polity. Archbishop, as he was and is still fondly called, because of his love and passion for the Lord, his people and his work, became the figure around which Pentecostalism and its influence in Nigeria, and dare I say, Africa, would revolve and grow in exponential proportions. No man or woman has been able to wear the shoes that this man wore since his master took him home. There are some things that Pentecostal Christians had loathed and taught against, which were practiced in some other denominations. But on the heels of a curious prosperity gospel that began to take root in the system in the early 90s, before Archbishop Idahosa passed on, sprinkling and drinking of holy water and anointing oil, purchasing of handkerchiefs, oils and special prayers, with the best services available to people of means, different offerings, tagged with several nomenclatures, began to take root. Questionable deliverance and prayer ministries and methods, the blessings and the gifts of God could now be purchased or transferred through sowing a prophet's offering. You might rightly say that the gospel began to be monetized. People were now being encouraged to pay or buy their way out of difficulties and challenges. Christian character and its nurture, the building of a deep and personal relationship with the Lord, began to take the back seat. Now, the fear of God and fundamental Christian character and values have been relegated by a fickle how much money value system. As I said earlier, some of these things began and even raised controversy before Archbishop passed on. Did he consent to some of them? I believe with the word, many of these things would have been checked, but the man died. May the Lord bless his gracious soul. This podcast has been taken from chapter 3 of my book, Criminals Behind the Pulpit, copyright Wordsworth International, 2010.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.